Georgia House Democratic Minority Leader Stacey Abrams says she's disappointed with the ruling because she's concerned about how it will affect Section 5 of the law. Under Section 5, any changes in voting laws in states that were included in Section 4 had to be pre-cleared with the U.S. Justice Department.
It severely weakened Section 5, and it makes it very difficult for legislators and for citizens to reach out to the Justice Department to ask for help when we see challenges coming with regards to voting rights.
Abrams is also worried about the effect the decision could have on Georgia's growing Hispanic and Asian populations.
So I understand the court's concern about the formulary and making certain that it's reflective of the changing demographics of the state, but I think what's most important is that we remain responsible for anticipating what the impact of any changes to voting rights can be and make certain that this doesn't become a way to harm these new communities before they have an opportunity to really develop their political muscle.
But Abrams says because of the country's changing demographics, Congress should expand the formula that determines which states need preclearance. And she says the expansion should include all states. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson says he supports the continuation of the Voting Rights Act, but he agrees with the court's majority that the formula in Section 4 is outdated.
Voting rights in this time, day and time need to be just as fair, equal, and accessible as they needed to be back in 1965, so the formula for coverage should be reflective of contemporary numbers and contemporary times.
And because of the ruling, Isakson says Congress needs to make changes to the formula.
Well, I think we ought to rewrite the formula and let it apply to whomever the formula fits. I mean, there have been a lot of people that felt like, and I think it makes a lot of sense, that the Voting Rights Act ought to apply to the entire country, that all the states ought to be treated equally.
However, Isakson says that's not a prerequisite or a requirement. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.